Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
The GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I am your host, Heidi, and I am again joined by the fabulous Stacey.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. She is a previous host of the Health and Wellness Podcast, and we are so happy to have her back just for this special episode, which is a fun and also strange, kind of makes me scared a little bit, and I'm surprised humans have made it this far.
So, like walking through a bizarre museum.
Yes.
Trying to be healthy.
Yes. And I realized how lazy we've always wanted to be.
Also that. Yep.
If you're wondering what we're talking about on this episode, we are going to be going over some strange exercise machines of the past. Machines, a little bit of other like exercise, maybe fads or techniques. But I would say we're mostly going to be looking at some of the strange machines, and it's going to be a lot of us describing of like, just imagine this. That'll be a lot of what these machines are, because they are bizarre.
Well, it feels like as seen on TV before. Yes. Before TV. It's like, yes. How did you advertise these things before television?
I don't know. I don't know how you could advertise it and have people believe that that was a good idea.
Well, I don't know how you do that now, outrageous.
But I feel like at least like with like the shake weight, which seems ridiculous, but you can like see someone use it and you're like, well, that's probably not going to hurt me. And then you see some of these and you're like, that could very well hurt me.
Yes.
Because they're bizarre.
No pain, no gain. I don't subscribe to that, by the way, but I'm just thinking maybe that was the thought process at the
1920s
time.
Thought process. Right. There looked like a lot of pain and not so much gain.
Right.
Especially with the first one, because this is a strange exercise machine that I feel like in some odd part of my brain, I had like, I knew existed.
Oh, yeah.
But had never really studied. And this is the vibrating exercise belt, which is basically a machine that you stand on like a little tiny platform, kind of looks like a scale. And then around your body or your leg or your arm or whatever body part you feel needs to lose weight, you put this band around you and then the whole thing just vibrates. And well, it vibrates your whole body.
And these are very interesting because I remember seeing this years ago in like old film clips or whatever, where you'd see like the chubby women just standing there being jiggled with the, and I'm just like, I don't, what is this supposed to be doing?
They were trying to lose weight. And this machine was actually invented in 1850 by a Swedish physician called Dr. Gustav Zander. And it didn't really become fashionable to the early 1930s. But he had invented it long before I thought anyone had.
Right, yeah.
I guess people have been trying to lose weight forever, really, if that teaches us anything. Also, Dr. Gustav Zander will come up later. He has invented a fair amount of exercise machines.
He sounds like a traveling magician.
He does.
Or like
he
the
really does.
Dr. Zander's snake oil. Like, it just sounds like one of those, like, you're not real.
Like, he comes up in a circus van to your town and starts, like, trying to sell you strange products.
Right. It's like, that's not your real name, and I don't believe you're a real doctor, but ooh, what's that?
He has, like, a mustache he twists when he talks right. to you about his vibrating machine.
You're somehow drawn in, even though you should know better.
Yes, exactly. He probably had to be a good salesman for any of these to get off the ground.
Yes.
He tried to market it because it's like, oh, it's just like shaking, and again, you don't have to move to lose weight. But the idea was apparently that it would loosen the fat on your body to like flush it away. It would just get like, you know, shaken off. And from an ad in 1958, it said, it is this speeded up motion of your tissues, 3,200 times a minute that aids in fast, effective spot reduction that actually helps trim down the size of your measurements wherever it embarrasses you most.
And this is, we see this still even now, like mm-hmm. with, you know, gels that would work on certain areas yep. or freeze away. And I was like, wow, this is just this is a very human trait for some odd reason.
Yeah, it definitely made me think about how I'm being sold products now.
Yes.
It's the same tactics. Also, I did read a BuzzFeed article about a girl, like nowadays in contemporary time, who bought one of these like exercise machines off of eBay and then tried to use it to see if she could lose weight. And she actually gained a pound, I think. Like
her weight
like fluctuated like normal, and then she ended up gaining.
I'm more surprised that she could plug it into the wall and have it work nowadays.
Apparently, I guess it's like a collector item, you know?
It's like they had the same plugs in 1930 or 1850 that they do now.
This actually went into like the 50s and like 60s, I think.
Yeah.
People still would use them. Yeah, it's crazy. It frightens me. She said that it didn't help, but she tried to use it for other things, like shaking, like the little protein shakes.
Oh, yeah. You know? I bet that would be great for them.
Or just like she'd pine for other things in the shaker and see if it would help them.
Nice.
It like just knocked a lot of things over, but it was pretty funny. This one to me is one of the most frightening of all of the machines.
It looks like a torture device.
It looks terrifying. It is called the Moby Revolving Hammock. Which, again, imagine a hammock, like, with, like, the two bars coming out, and then between them is this strap, almost, but not like a normal hammock strap. It's what you would be strapped into. There's, like, a part for your head that brings it up, and then a part for your legs. So it looks like
right.
you're being stretched out.
Right, and, like, your upper torso is just sort of laying on its own, and so you're putting all the strain on your neck. And it's like if you laid stomach down on a hammock and then cut out the top quarter.
Yeah, like if you just had two people, one person grab your head and the other person your feet, and they just kind of hung you there.
Exactly.
Like just hung out to dry.
Doesn't that sound comfortable?
I mean, how they tried to sell it is they said, if you suffer from lower back pain, this will help. The advertisement that I saw, it said, make your spine young.
No. It really looks like
terrifying.
Something in the Addams Family house.
Yes, it sounds awful. Apparently, it helps just for a healthful existence. I don't know how that is, but it just stretches out your spine. It just suspends you between two harnesses. That sounds terrible. It feels like when people would torture other people by, like, you would get tied your limbs to horses and they'd run in different directions. This sounds almost like that. Like, you're just being... Have you not heard of that torture?
Drawn and quartered, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a mild version of that. Like, you're being just stretched out in that way. It sounds terrifying to me. I don't know how anyone could see this picture and think, I should buy that.
Well, see, in all these pictures, even though I know that some of them have to be in, like, the 1900s, they all feel very Victorian.
Yes, they do.
And the Victorian era feels very, like, you know, straight-laced, and we don't talk about anything, but we also repress all our feelings. And I'm like, I can kind of see it then.
Yeah, and then, like, in a back room in your Victorian house, you, like, hang, like, just suspend yourself on a hammock type thing.
Yes.
Yeah. and this one actually is a Victorian exercise machine. The next one, this is the abdominal machine, which is another invention of Dr. Gustav Zander. And it can kind of be considered an early version of the ab blaster, because you have a series of cogs and flywheels, and the machine's user would stand there, wind a handle, and that would cause the machine's rollers to circulate over your stomach and apparently just give you washboard abs. And,
I mean,
like, it sounds like the picture I saw was a guy in, like, a suit with a mustache standing there.
Oh.
And, like, to have little, like, wheels turn around his stomach.
Well, I mean, you got to remember that, like, you know, workout wear as a thing was not really a thing until probably, like, the
suit.
Middle of, you know, it's so funny looking at, like, old pictures of especially women working out. And I'm just like, okay, the thing you're wearing to, quote unquote, get sweaty would be, like, a nice outfit for me if I wanted to, like, dress up on a weekend. I was like, okay, fine, but whatever. So this one, at least, as opposed to the vibrating one, at least you have to kind of move a little. You're winding it yourself.
True.
As opposed to just standing there. So you're, you know, probably not actually working out your abs, but maybe some arms.
Yeah, maybe
triceps.
You could switch the arms every once in a while, you know, use the other one to crank it.
Do it with good form.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe something about it would help you.
Right.
But it's just the idea of, like, again, like, things would just kind of move, like machine parts would just move and, like, somehow wipe away the fat. I don't know.
I mean, we're still, I want that. Science.
Right, if only that could work.
These are clearly your failures you need to learn from, but science, please get on this. I would like it very much.
I wish. Coming on to another one that just was, you know, supposed to move the fat off you is the Kellogg's Fat Roller. And this was in the 1940s. It was a machine that promised a slender body, and it was invented by Dr. John Harvey Kellogg, who invented the cornflakes, the Kellogg family.
Yeah, Kellogg is an interesting guy. On all of your cereal. Also.
Yeah, he is a weird guy. This wasn't actually that surprising, because I knew about Kellogg's. I'm like, well, yeah, okay. And it's almost like the world's first foam roller, but it looks way more dangerous to use.
Yeah.
The machine works by rotating a motorized drum that is covered in relatively soft, like foam balls. And then women would just like come to the machine and put whatever body part they wanted to make slender on the machine and then just like stay there for a couple of minutes. Like I saw a picture of a woman, like her whole body draped over this machine as it just like rolled foam like on her whole torso.
This is just a strange image in my head now. I don't quite get even with that one how you would think that would work.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he probably, you know, he had a good publicity from, hey, I invented the cornflakes, which was also supposedly invented for health reasons. And right. I was like, I guess if you're like, hey, the inventor of the cornflakes invented this, it must work.
Right. I feel like, so, like, they didn't have to test these products back then. That's the only way they could get this through.
I mean, there may have been an FDA, but they were not dealing with the foam roller or whatever.
No, not at all. He just gave the FDA cornflakes, and they were like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Right, exactly.
We'll approve it.
You've got a free pass for the next 10 years.
I know. God, such a weird man. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back and keep talking about some strange exercise machines.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships. Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about some strange exercise machines and tactics of the past. The next one is one that I've, like, as Stacey mentioned, like those video clips of women like having weird exercise machines around them, like the vibrating one. This is one that I have seen before. It is called the Slendo Massager, which when I typed this into Google, it kept wanting me to find Slender Man, which I was like, definitely not what
no,
I want.
Oh, no.
Definitely not. Goodness. And this is like, what they would put in gyms, like modern gyms, but, those gyms were just, they couldn't have been true. Not at all. They called them slenderizing salons. They were just a lie because this Slendo massager definitely did not help. Like they probably had the exercise, like the vibrating machine there.
Right. Oh yeah.
And no one lost any weight. They just came in and like had their bodies vibrated.
Well, now I'm thinking of this scene from The Women, which is this old film from the 30s in which they have a salon like this. And the salon does everything. Like people go there to get manicures and get their hair done, but also to ride exercise bikes and do exercise classes. And this feels like that sort of slenderizing salon where people and mostly it's the women go there to talk.
Oh,
so they're
yeah.
clearly not even doing any exercise whatsoever. But, you know, while you're not exercising, you might as well at least have the, you know, the dream of, oh, I'm getting slender because the machine's doing it.
Right, exactly. As you go into the Slendo massager and have like these like the spring-loaded cage basically loosen your fat. And if you're wondering, this is like you stand up in it on a platform and you are surrounded with almost looks like a very like easy to escape cage basically.
Right.
And you have these like springs and they like go up and down on your body. They just like move and like rub away the fat, apparently just massage it off, and they just kind of like go up and down and like turn on your body. It's very strange. These were also from the 1940s, and I mean a lot of women tried them. I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know if you'd like keep trying it and then you're like, huh, none of us are losing weight. Oh, well.
But I mean, in their, not the defense of, you know, Kellogg and Xander and whoever were inventing these, but in the defense of the woman, you know, the sports bra as it is was not even invented till like the 1970s.
Oh, gosh,
and that was from two women sewing jock straps together to create. That was the first sports bra.
Genius.
So it's not like women actually had, you know, the ability to go out and do like heavy aerobic exercises. And if you see the picture of the Slender Massager, they're standing on these platforms in heels. So
yes.
It's like, there's only so much I can do in the clothes you're allowing me to wear, and yet I want to get fit. So yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We did not have spandex.
We really
did. We didn't have
spandex
sweatbands.
Is beautiful.
It's so nice. Yeah, it's true. I can't imagine working out in, you know, other types of outfits.
I can barely even imagine jeans without spandex.
Oh.
Like, I have some,
oh, that'd be
bad. And they feel very stiff, but I love my jeans that have spandex in them.
Yes, for sure. Jeggings are great. Also, the next machine, this is kind of weird. This is the horse riding simulator. Granted, these are all weird.
They're all weird.
But the horse riding simulator is like, if you want to ride a horse, but you don't want to actually ride a horse, you know, like you don't actually want to go outside and exercise. You just kind of want to pretend that you were outside. Like maybe someone had a fan or something to make it feel like you were riding a horse. And like, again, this is all of these machines. I'm like, people really have never wanted to exercise, like, at all, because like, even if you're riding a horse, like, it's exercise, but you're also still kind of sitting.
Yeah.
This isn't even, like, doing that. This is a step below that.
Well, see, I'm going to play elegant woman's advocate here.
Okay.
Yet again. I'm going to imagine this was originally created for, like, winter training. You can't go out in the winter when it's raining and snowing, whatever, and ride a horse. You'll catch your death of pneumonia or something. But you want to stay in good shape for when the summer comes around and you can get back out on that horse. So you've got to have, you know, the winter training. I don't do sports, so I only vaguely even know what winter training is. But that sort of thing, you know?
True.
To still stay in shape for when you can actually do the real thing. How best can we sort of fake it?
True. I could see that, you know, if you don't, maybe you don't like horses. You just want to pretend that you can
or
ride a horse.
Or you're allergic, right? You really want to ride a horse, but you're allergic. This is wonderful. This is just for you.
This is for you. This is a machine where basically it had like a saddle, which you would sit on, and then it was just connected to like different levers and pulleys, basically. It kind of looked like, what are those? Like the electric bulls.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like that, but just much more mild. So it was just kind of like, it would still move sort of, and you were supposed to like, it was supposed to tone up your thighs. Because like, you know, you were still like trying to hold on to a saddle like you do a horse, and maybe you were like supposed to like, I don't know, engage your thigh muscles like occasionally.
Right. Do
something.
It in good form.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, pretend like you were trotting or something.
Something.
I don't know. Like pretend like you were posting on a saddle, maybe occasionally like pretend like you were like kicking the horse, you know, just to engage your legs.
Right.
I don't know. Allegedly it would like slenderize your body, but I'm not sure. This could at least kind of be fun.
I think
it could be fun. The next one is, again, by Dr. Xander.
Seriously?
Yeah,
Xander,
he's back at it again. This is the Xander kneeling machine, which sounds bad. It's probably not what you're thinking. Dr. Gustav Xander sounds like a weird guy.
This sounds like a supervillain.
Yes.
Dr. Xander's
really
kneeling machine.
Oh, yeah. It sounds really bad. It kind of resembles like the kind of equipment you'd see at a gynecologist. You like sit back, and it's supposed to it's supposed to strengthen your knees and hips through like weighted cables.
Okay.
So you would sit down, and like basically these like cable things would be connected to your knees, and you would kind of just have to like flex, like bring your like basically you'd have to like open and close your legs.
Okay.
So I wouldn't do that machine while like looking at someone, you know.
Right.
Like don't make eye contact. Although, ironically, a version of this is still popular in gyms today, but you may know it as like a sitting abductor machine, which again is meant to work out your inner and outer thighs, and it does actually strengthen your thighs, again, while you open and close them, like connected to weights. So it does work. It's just his version looked really awkward, and again, it was a guy in a suit, like with these weird things strapped to his knees.
And at least on the positive of the modern version, I've used it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I never once thought about being in a gynecologist chair, which is not my favorite place to be.
Nope.
So it's got that plus going for it. Yeah. We've improved it away from that.
Because the modern one, you're sitting straight up.
Right.
This version, you're like tilted back.
Yeah, no.
You know? Don't. Like, it's just worse. It's worse in that position.
Yeah.
So they've improved it in that sense, which I'm, you know, I'm glad.
Yes.
Another one is one that you will recognize, but this is its early ancestor. This is the wooden treadmill. And it was originally invented, I believe, to train dogs. And then they were like, well, humans can use this too. Like, you know, if the dogs could walk inside, you know, you wouldn't have to go out and to like train them and whatnot. So they made it for humans, but it was a wooden one. So it's not the modern treadmill that we know now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of pictures I saw of women using them, they were wearing heels.
Again, didn't have workout wear.
No.
What do you want me to
terrible.
Do?
And like it would, it's like just a treadmill now. It looked like the part that you'd walk on was a little bit shorter, so mm-hmm. it seemed more dangerous. And like it, like the handles were just like flimsier. They almost looked like ski poles that you would just kind of hold on to and like slowly walk. It kind of had an incline too. They're a bit of an incline. So I don't know. I don't know how you could do that in heels because they were just like wooden planks. I'm like, what if your heel slipped between the planks? Like, that's terrible. I'd be horrified.
I admire women. You know, back in the day, walking around in heels, period. Like, women who walked to work, and it was, like, you know, not a 10-minute walk, but, like, several miles, and you only had heels. You didn't really have too many flat options. I'm just like, wow.
The bunions.
But they actually do have something similar to this. It's hard to find, but my mother did actually buy it kind of on accident, and I don't think she realized what it was. But there are treadmills that aren't powered. Where it just moves as you walk on it. There's just no like on wheel? Button. Yeah, kind of. it's a belt on a thing and it only moves when you walk and there's no on button and you just get on it and walk and it has a bit more resistance, but they exist out there somewhere.
I can actually see one where there's just more resistance. Like I feel like that would be probably helpful.
Or for, you know, if you're out and off the grid, but you still want to get your exit instead of going out and walking in the woods, because clearly it's how can we stay inside and exercise? Oh, just the treadmill that doesn't need electricity. That works.
Back in the day, the treadmills with no TVs to watch.
Right.
What in one place. Do? Talk. Who would do that?
Yep.
The next machine is a little bit, we're getting a little bit more modern. We're going to the 60s. This is the vibro massage machine. Which, apparently, back in the day, there's exercise equipment to go for cardio and resistance training, but then you could also get a massage, a vibro massage, which was considered the mechanical wonder, in quotes, that apparently was a grueling way to lose weight, even for some that, like, couldn't really do other things, you know, like you couldn't be super active, you could just get this weird massage thing, like, at the gym,
and
it just looks like, again, people trying to shake weight off. Like this weird thing you would roll over your body that was like powered and it would like vibrate essentially.
I feel we're going to get there someday. The shake the weight off, like actually literally physically shake the weight off. We're going to get there some way somehow. It's clearly the goal we've been going towards this whole time.
I feel like shaking the weight off could just be like running, but then we were like, that's too hard.
You're moving.
We're going to do this differently.
You're actually not staying in place when you, I mean, you are, I guess, in a treadmill, but still.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all in your head. It's just a mental game.
Right.
The next one is going more modern, just for a second, back to the 1990s. It is the Thighmaster.
I feel like the Thighmaster is actually a bit older than the 90s, isn't it?
Potentially. I don't know. I feel like
I just
it was
always
very
associated with like the late 70s and 80s. I don't know why.
Oh, potentially. I feel like this was very popular in the 90s.
Possibly.
But it could have been around before. Apparently, in the 90s, it was just the best way to get slim thighs. And it was easy to use because you would just, you know, put it between your legs and then squeeze.
Yep.
You could just be sitting, so you didn't have to even stand. And it was marketed by Suzanne Summers. It was a huge success. And NBC News reported that she stopped counting how many she sold after she hit 10 million units.
Well, and it was one of the first big sort of, you know, buy on TV sort of things, wasn't it?
Yep. Yep. It was big. And she sold a lot. So good for Suzanne Summers, who I just see in ads all the time still.
Right.
Or well, at least I did when I had cable.
And you can still find this because I saw it in stores just this past Christmas season. They had this like workout kits, one aimed at your abs and one aimed at your legs with like different. It was like four different or five different things. And I remember the legs one had like the resistance bands, but mm-hmm. the ones that are looped, not the ones that are loose on the ends, and the slidey discs, so you could do like squats on carpet.
Oh yeah.
And a Thighmaster. They didn't call it a Thighmaster, but it was a Thighmaster.
It's still out
there.
And
I was like, wow, that's okay. All right.
You can still get it if you want. And we're going to take another break, and then we'll be back and finish up our episode about strange exercise machines from the past.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about the workout machines of the past, and the next one is one that I remember. I would say it is close to my heart. It was also close to my home because we had one. This is the Nordic Track Classic Pro Skier. And it was large. It was cumbersome. It kind of made strange noises. But it was especially popular in the 70s, and it's like an aerobic machine. Sort of like you're skiing, but you're not going anywhere. And it was almost like your cross-country skiing from the safety of your home. And you can still purchase one today. And it sort of reminds me of like the elliptical, but more less of a swinging action and more of a sliding skiing action.
I wonder if this has also been the goal, not just to shake off weights, but how to do every sport indoors.
Basically, how to
walking,
do everything inside.
You've got the horse riding. This was, you know, decades before the Wii, so we couldn't have the imaginary, you know, oh, I'm playing golf or I'm playing tennis or whatever. So we've got to have the large, oh, I want to ski inside. It's actually too cold to actually go out and ski, even though skiing is solely a winter sport. So how can I do that and not be cold?
Yep. It's like you could do it inside your home with windows looking out into the snow. And pretend.
Or you could do it in July when there was no snow. If you're like, I really want to go skiing, but there's just, there, or if you live in Miami, there's no snow, but I really want to go skiing.
There you go.
That's what it's for.
We actually, when I was growing up, my dad had one because we had this like neighborhood day where you could put out like trash, but like bigger items of trash that you didn't want anymore.
Uh-huh.
And like a donation company would come pick it up. And so my dad was like, I found a skiing machine and like lugged it back to our house.
Wow.
And it like sat on our porch, which is the most embarrassing thing, for so long. I saw him use it once.
See, I would want to be that like strange, weird neighborhood dad who would just be out on the porch fake skiing as a kid. Oh, hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Can you imagine like looking at window and seeing someone like trying to lug a fake ski machine up the street,
right?
Like taking it out of your trash pile?
Like you got it. Dad, it was on the curb for a reason.
Yep.
They were getting
exactly.
rid of it for a reason.
That was my dad. I mean, but he was also a skier, but he, you know, again, he did it in the summer.
Right? Cross training or something.
Something.
Again, sports.
Something. I feel you. There's some term. this is one, another one that is really kind of scary. Sauna suits, which were around in the 80s. And they're like basically sweatsuits, which
right.
were popularized by pro wrestlers who aimed to make their weight class by losing pounds by like sweating. And they wanted to do it like they could wear them even while exercising to increase their weight loss. But unfortunately, the suits that would just increase your sweating, they could also cause dehydration because you're just losing so much water. So they became dangerous and people stopped using them.
Except they really didn't. I mean, because you'll still see people do this. And I do not at all remember why. I had a coach when I played soccer when I was younger who, as like part of our, you know, starting the season warm up, made us put on trash bags, black trash bags to basically do the same sort of thing and run around the field.
Yep.
And it's just like, seriously, why? And I mean, yeah, we sweated a lot, but it was also very miserable.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
But I think you definitely, especially people who are doing some sort of sport and it's like the beginning of season training, you will see people at least do it with the trash bags on. Because, you know, it's probably hard to find an actual sauna suit nowadays.
Yeah.
But hey, you can go anywhere and find a trash bag.
Yeah.
So why not? And I'm just like, yeah, but no, because you're sweating.
Yep. I mean, at least I feel like the trash bag is bad. It's a little bit lighter because sauna right. suits looked really heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's bad anyway, though. You shouldn't do that.
I don't encourage that, no.
No, please don't. The next one is we're coming into the early 2000s. This is the Hawaii chair.
The Hawaii chair.
Which is really interesting. This is, again, was like an infomercial product.
Mm-hmm.
And it has really nothing to do with Hawaii. It was called a fat burning aerobic workout that will like shape and tone your abs. But you just sat in a moving chair. Like what would happen is you would just sit down and then the seat of the chair, like where your butt would go, not where your back would go,
mm-hmm.
would move. It would almost just like, for lack of a better term, like gyrate in a circle, like your whole
okay.
body would just like go around and like in a, you just
how does that
rotate?
I don't get how that's even supposed to. I don't get how that's supposed to be a workout.
Because it was like the bottom half of your body would move, but then you would kind of like, it was like a desk chair. Like you would rest your right. arms on the arms of the chair. So it was almost like you were trying to keep the top part of you stable.
Right.
And the bottom part of you would rotate, which somehow worked out your abs. Like if you've seen videos of those birds where their head will not move, like they keep looking straight ahead, even if you bob their body underneath them. Like that was the idea.
Okay.
There's also a really funny video of Rob Lowe and Ellen DeGeneres using these chairs on the Ellen Show. It's really humorous. Again, I don't know why I don't know what they have to do with Hawaii. No
idea. To get into shape for your trip to Hawaii, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
While you're working at work, because we don't have time to go to the gym, even though they've got interfake sport machine here.
I could never have a conversation with someone who was in a Hawaii chair. That would be so weird. Could not concentrate.
No.
Another one that I want to talk about. This is not an exercise machine, but this is one that I remember. This is the Tai Bo workout videos from the 1990s.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember these.
So for those of you who are somehow strangely young enough to not know what this is, Tai Bo was like the workout craze before Zumba.
Yes.
Like everyone was into, and I remember double time. Oh my gosh.
Oh. He was always so sweaty.
And he was always so pumped. And I was like, after 5 minutes, I was like, no. Man,
oh,
no.
Oh gosh, no. It was like the hardcore workout video that everyone followed. It was it's like starred, I guess you could say, Billy Banks. He created this fitness craze, and it was like aerobics and kickboxing. And it would be like in 1990s gear, so like bright colors
and lots of spandex.
Lots of spandex and like Reeboks, and you would like just do that. You'd follow along to what he was doing. It was like right. kickboxing. He was really sweaty. I had to do these in PE class. Which was so embarrassing.
Why?
It was like when it would rain and we couldn't go outside. Like when we didn't have our Nordic ski machines.
Right.
We were just inside the gym and they would just like do a projection of Tai Bo like on the big screen. And we all had to do it in like middle school. It was the most embarrassing thing ever.
Aww.
And like, I don't even remember if these videos are hard because I was too occupied by how stupid I looked.
Right.
So I feel like all of us just tried to not do it without getting in trouble for just like talking to each other while the video played.
I remember double time was very hard.
It was hard.
He would have a part where double time, you do it twice as fast. And I was just like, no.
And he was like, not. I felt like he wasn't mean, but he was just so energetic.
Right? I was like, dude, nobody, including the rest of the people in your video, is as pumped as you are.
No, not at all.
It's impossible. Please stop.
Yeah. Also, apparently, my friend told me that he was also popular in Japan, but it wasn't Tai Bo. It was Billy's Boot Camp. And it was like similar, but yeah. It was him, but for a Japanese audience.
Okay.
So I don't know. They were really popular. The 1990s. What a time.
Well, yeah. The 90s were great, but the 90s were also crazy in some ways.
Yes. They're very strange. So we're going to end with that. I hope you can, you know, maybe find some of these machines online. They're collectible if you want to buy them on eBay. And you can still watch Tai Bo if you want to partake in that. Maybe do some rainy day exercises in your home. Hopefully don't kick
anything. Or on your porch.
You know, on your porch.
If you want to be that person in the neighborhood.
My dad and reenact my childhood. doing the Nordic ski on the porch.
Poor Heidi has so many exercise traumas.
I do. I really do. So thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you can tune in to the next Health and Wellness episode.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.